We mentioned yesterday that the first vessel described in the Torah, in the Mishkan, is the Aron, which contained within it the tablets, the Luchos, which contained within them the Ten Commandments. The way the Pasuk describes it, the Pasuk first describes the Aron, and then after the description of the Aron itself, it says that you should place the Kapiris, which is the lid of the Aron, on top of the Aron, and then within the Aron, before that, it mentions the Kruvim. It mentions the Kruvim and the Kapiris. It says you should have Kruvim, which are spreading their wings above the Aron, and they're facing each other. The two Kruvim are facing each other, and they are placed on top of the Kapiris, which is the lid, which is placed on top of the Aron, and then it repeats again that within the Aron you should place the Eidos, the testimony, which is a reference to the tablets. The Rishonim are bothered by the repetition of the commandment to place the tablets inside the Aron. It already mentioned when it talked about the Aron that contained within the Aron are the Luchos. Why does it mention it again after describing the Kruvim and the Kapiris? It reverts back to the original commandment and repeats that you should place the Luchos within the Aron. Why the repetition? So Rashi's approach is that the repetition is done in order to teach you a new halacha. The new halacha is that el ha'arayin titein asa edus. You should place the luchos within the arayin while the arayin is alone. When all you have is the arayin and there's nothing else, that's when you should place the luchos into the arayin. And only afterwards should you place the kapiris, the lid, and with the kruvim above the arayin. You shouldn't wait until you have the kapiris and the kruvim above the aron before you place the luchos inside it. First, you place the luchos while you have the aron alone, and only after that do you place the kruvim and the kapiris above the aron. The Ramban does not like this approach for two reasons. Reason number one is that if the point was to teach you that you should place the luchos into the aron when the aron is alone, before you have the kapiris and the Kruvim, then it should mention the placement of the Luchos into the Aron before it mentions anything about the Kapiris and the Kruvim. And that would teach you that the Luchos are placed in the Aron before you deal with the Kapiris and the Kruvim. The fact that it first mentions the Kapiris and the Kruvim and then says put the Luchos into the Aron indicates, if anything, that the Kapiris and the Kruvim should be placed there before the Luchos. That's problem number one with Rashi's approach. Problem number two is that it doesn't explain a second repetition. The following pasuk repeats again that I will meet you there and I'll speak with you from above the kapiris, from between the two kruvim, which is above the aron ha'edus. Which is above the aron ha'edus, you just mentioned that you should place the edus into the aron. You just mentioned it twice, so it wouldn't explain the next repetition. So the Ramban maintains that what's going on here is not the teaching of an additional halacha. That's not the point. The point isn't to teach you this new halacha of placing the luchos within the aron before you place the kapiris above the aron. Rather, what's going on here is an explanation. The Torah is explaining to you the purpose of the kruvim and the kapiris. It says, first it tells you about the aron, and it says, place the luchos into the aron. Then it tells you about the Kruvim, and then it comes to address why you're placing Kruvim there in the first place. It's giving you an explanation, not a halacha. And it's saying, why are we placing the Kruvim above the Aron? Because within the Aron are the Luchos. And that's the whole purpose of the Mishkan. As we said last night, the purpose of the Mishkan, according to the Ramban, is so that there should be a physical dwelling place for the Divine Presence. And that physical dwelling place resides in the Aron, above the Aron, right above the Aron. And why does it reside there, as opposed to anywhere else in the Mishkan? Because that's where the Luchos are. That's where the Torah is. Since that's where the Luchos are, that's why the Divine Presence chooses to rest above the Aron. And now that we know that the Divine Presence is resting above the Aron, now, says the Torah, we need Kruvim there. We need the Kapiris and the Kruvim to serve as a chariot for the Divine Presence. And we find in Yechezkel that is the purpose of the Kruvim. In Yechezkel, the famous vision that Yechezkel experiences, he sees a chariot, and in the chariot are Kruvim. The chariot of the Divine Presence contains Kruvim within it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is even described as Yoshev HaKruvim, he who dwells on the Kruvim. And the Rabban goes through an explanation here on the significance of the Kruvim. That the Kruvim are the physical resting place upon which the Divine Presence resides.